All right. Episode 1 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. What do you think? This is C4.
Wolf.
And Hooks.
And we're going to try to do this after months of promising, and I kept bringing it up to people and lots of delays, but we finally got our shit together. We're going to start out with, I couldn't find much news this time around. Do you like that? I mean, I looked and looked and looked, and the biggest thing I could find that came out was 3D Mark 2003.
Oh, yeah. And lags ass.
Yeah, it lags ass on your machine, which is, what do you got in there? A 1900 Plus, a GeForce Port TI-4200.
WordFast, VTech, piece of crap, ripoff. Actually, it's a pretty cool card.
How much?
Stuff.
$150.
$155 on Newegg.com.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's after shipping and handling stuff. So.
And what score have you got?
1365.
I haven't had a chance to run it on any of the machines yet, though, so I don't know what the score is supposed to be like.
Standard will high, though.
Probably.
Remember our GeForce, my GeForce 2 running the 3 Mark 2001?
Yeah.
That's the ass too.
Yeah. Must be time to buy a GeForce FX or a Radeon 9700 Pro card.
Or Dodge Ram 2003 with the extended cab and the Hemi.
Too much money on cars.
Yeah.
My laptop costs 3 times as much as my car cost me.
You drive a Pinto.
I know. But it was great while I had it. Back to the video cards. Have you read any of the reviews on the GeForce FX?
I saw some on the Maximum PC, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they like it, but I don't really like the structure.
It
looks huge.
It reminds you of a Voodoo 5 6000, doesn't it? What happened to that thing? We never saw that, really. It just kind of
I got ripped off, too. Yes. Last year on the stock market.
Yeah.
Voodoo 3DFX.
Yeah, that's right, huh? And you had a Voodoo 5 5500 at the time, huh?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm worried about with the GeForce FX, though, is that they're gonna...
Radeon's kicking their ass right now.
I know.
Left and right.
It's giving them 10% increase over Radeon 9700.
Yeah,
Pro.
But it's a different cycle, though.
Exactly. And rumor has it that the R350, that's the new Radeon card, you know, the new ATI board, should be out, or Best Buy is supposed to be taking pre-orders on March 3rd, I heard. So, I think NVIDIA screwed this time.
Yeah.
And I'm not really one to buy an ATI card, though, because I'm worried about their drivers and their support. It's been bad for as long as I can remember, and I guess just recently it's supposed to be better now.
I don't remember that shit. I used to have my little USB TV wonder.
Yeah.
It took 4 months to get support for Windows XP.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off.
Did they ever release beta drivers for that?
No, right now, I think it was a beta driver, but I sold them mine.
Yeah, I saw that.
I sold it on eBay.
Yeah. Damn. See, that's what I don't like right there, is when they promise drivers and promise and promise and promise, and they're going to screw us the whole time. That's why I'm afraid, and I don't know if I can shell out the $400 or $500 for a GeForce FX. You know, it's worth it for the support of the drivers, but Jesus, the card isn't an engineering feat. It's more of just like adding more power.
Nothing's perfect on the first time.
Yeah.
Always the patches.
I know. Another good complaint about the PC industry is that, you know, you always got patches for games. Toast, right? The tactical ops server admin tool.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to stop the cheaters.
Yeah, right.
Pain in the ass.
What happens every time you get on there? A bunch of people with fucking radar and aimbots kicking everybody's ass. Everybody on there screwing people up.
Yeah, even with this big clients, so it was a big name.
Mm-hmm. Even some of them, they get caught cheating. The other day, a new Toast came out, 4.0. The beta is out anyway. And they had it on a DNA server. I played for a little while, and it was really cool. It caught so many people. But I bet you anything, today, I bet they've already got cracks for it, I bet. You know, for the new Toast.
Well, what I don't understand is you've got, you know, these people that use these cheats. It's like, why would you play the game if you're not going to be playing it fairly?
Just took a fun out of it.
It does, exactly. And I think that's what they
want to do. Especially online games.
Why waste the time?
Yeah, those elf guys.
Elf, yeah.
You can suck these nuts.
That's right.
They took the fun out of the game, man. I paid my money for a freaking game.
That's what they are, the grief players, you know? They get off on that shit, you know? They think it's funny for some reason to ruin the game. I guess I could see how it could be fun for them, to, you know, to screw up a bunch of people's day. But you know what? It sucks when you got a server full of people not having a good time anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I spend way too much time playing Tactical Ops. I admit it. I can't stand Counter-Strike, but I sure like playing Tactical Ops. And I don't even want to play anymore. And, you know, what else they started cheating in a lot is Warcraft 3.
Oh, yeah,
Ode plays that still every single day.
I heard of so many people use hacks. I got their Hey, that's cool about you not having an account. They can cancel your, suspend your account.
Yeah.
For a period of time.
With a game like,
Tactical
Ops, it's no big deal. You get banned off the server, you get kicked off the server, you just rejoin most of the time.
That's fucking bullshit.
It is. See, I think it'd be great if a lot of companies would do what Blizzard does, where they would host all their own servers for the games, right? Because Blizzard makes Warcraft 3 and Diablo and Starcraft, right? You get caught cheating on their servers, they will ban your key, and they will kick you off. And you can't play anymore. You gotta go buy it again. And, you know, that'll teach
people. You gotta buy the game again?
They banned some for like a month though. Some of the accounts. They just caught a bunch of people cheating on, Warcraft 3. And they banned like 17,000 accounts.
Whoa.
Yeah, for a month.
What's this good. Warcraft 3? Warcraft 9?
Warcraft 3? Yeah. You never played that before?
I've never even heard of it. Game.
Strategy game.
I don't think you're gonna get into it.
Is this like a, bunch of old guys running around with really bad graphics?
The graphics are awesome in Warcraft 3,
really
though.
Stupid, I can cast a spell and have a funky dragon that can fly 3 miles.
See, we can tell who doesn't play the fantasy games here, right?
Yeah.
Our sports correspondent in the field.
I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
It's great. It's great because you're like the king of this little empire. You know, you get to oversee everything from your god point of view, looking down on them. You get your little peons and you make them get your wood and gold and oil and rock or whatever, you know, the game happens to be.
It's so weird.
So you get your, resources, and then you gotta build a bigger army than the other guy.
Army?
Yeah, army.
And then you just go beat people up.
You send your army into their army, right?
And so it's kinda like Command and Conquer.
It's exactly like Command and Conquer.
Oh,
the same
hell, hook me up. Where do I gotta go?
Best Buy? Doc?
Yeah, BestBuy.com. It's only $50. It's a pretty cool game.
No,
you have to get a
right now it's like cheaper on the new X. It's like 27 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I guess that all them cheaters can get a break and go out and rebuy their game for $27. Now,
I would just steal my key.
What's interesting about it, and I hate to bring this up, is that a friend of ours, who will remain nameless, he got a hold of the map hack for it, because everybody was map hacking against him. The map hack, okay, you can't see, it's got fog of war. So basically you can see your teammates, what he can see, and you can see what you can, you know, your
right,
side.
Everything else is black.
Exactly. So, okay. So you don't know what the computer's doing, or the other guy. And these guys, they got map hacks for it, so they can see the whole map all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I played Warcraft 3, when it first came out for a while, it was fine. Eventually, you started seeing guys that were clicking on your guys. I mean, you know, I mean, they knew they were cheating.
You could see their mouse?
Well, you could see the, like they select things. You know, like, you could kind of tell because, you know, their army would target your one guy from, like, all the way across the map.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was pretty lame. So, our friend, he plays serious. He plays every single day. Of course, he didn't have a job. So he just chills and he plays Warcraft, but that's fine. And, him and some other guy, I don't know what his name is, they played and, our buddy got a hold of the map hack just to check it out, you know, just to see how much of an advantage it does give you. And he said, with the map hack, you can tell who's cheating now. Because you know what I mean? Like since you're cheating, it's like a radar in Tactical Ops.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know if they're radaring because, like, let's say you're both running down a corner.
Oh, yeah.
And you stop.
Everybody's waiting.
They stop. Everybody's waiting for the guy because everybody's cheating. The problem with Homeland right now on Tactical Ops.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I don't care. All them guys are cheating. I know they are. You know, most of
all
them.
All the big
are.
Names.
A lot of the big names I've seen.
Yeah, I'm not cheating. I'm the BS.
Yes, it is. I know it is. All the guys from big clans who will remain nameless. You know who you are. Yeah, but I don't know. He did get banned though. Our buddy that used the map hack for just a little bit, they banned him for 1 month.
He's gonna be pissed. Yeah. He's frustrated.
That's all right. Let him be pissed. It's the truth, and you know they don't know who it is. So, I bet he can't wait to get back on though. He even borrowed a friend's CD key just to play it for a little
Seriously.
While. He's that hooked on that game. It's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
And Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
There's one that we all like to talk about.
Well, gameplay's okay now, since we figured something out.
What'd you figure out?
You can control both your teammates. You can control the other, the computer-controlled chick with the other stick, right?
Yeah, but
what?
You can control their position.
You can control, their position, at least.
So if you use the right thumbstick, you can move their ship.
Their other, yeah. Not the other team. You're
a
computer.
Back guy.
Exactly, right? Because the problem we ran into is I was playing as Kasumi, And
Kasumi's what, little Chinese girl?
No, that's Japanese one.
And she kept running to the front. And she can't spike. I mean, she'll be right on the thing and bing, and she'll hit the net. And it really sucked, you know. And then we
that's pretty hard to spike, too. I try so many different girls.
Tina works pretty good.
Yeah.
Tina, she's got some power, and I think...
Who's the one with really long hair?
They've all got pretty long hair.
No, I mean the real long. She looks like a 30-year-old. Dude, she's the white chick with the long-ass
Tina?
Long hair.
Tina?
I don't know.
Or Anina.
I don't know.
Helena.
Who's the white chick?
Helena.
White-haired girl?
They're all... Oh, Christy.
She wears a very nice long. I would like to spank that ass.
She's got short hair, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm, I can pull it.
Yeah. Grab a fistful.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. I all the game sites gave it really high scores. I can't.
Honestly, bet those are boobs and ass.
Yeah, that had something to do with it. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the biggest thing I found with it, which is ridiculous. Is here you have these girls who are so into themselves. Mm-hmm. Like I was playing it, doing the gambling thing. Then the next day you gotta go out and you know if you don't already have a like a teammate, you have to go find a teammate. So you buy them these stupid ass presents, right? The one chick literally just threw my stuff away.
No, okay.
If I'd have known that, I'd have eaten the pie myself.
Okay, you have to read the instruction book. They give other girls, whatchamacallit, profile. Say what color
yeah,
they like, what's
they
their
like
favorite color.
So like,
you buy
oh,
a white present for them that it will stay with you.
Yeah, but why should you have to buy somebody a present for them to be your volleyball partner?
Well, otherwise the game would be pretty thin. I mean,
yeah.
There's not much to it because...
You like, have to get to know them.
I know. It's supposed to be like you're on a vacation, though, or something, you know, and that you're really...
And they're rated, I don't know, it's for mature?
Yeah, it's rated
M. Some more like PG-13.
No, they should. You see some butt crack. But that's about it.
The panty shot and the intro. The intro, I'll have to give a 10. I mean, it was rendered really nice. It was great.
And I think I even saw some nipple.
It's, yeah, Christy. I bet you can, huh? Bet you guys were looking real close, too.
For the nipple?
Right up on the monitor.
I don't know, I was looking
at too bad we can pause.
I don't know, something about, it's just, it's not that fun. The guy kind of controls her, your chick controls herself a lot of the time. You know, like, they'll go up to Spike and you don't want them to. It would have been a lot better if you had full control and put some gameplay behind the game. It's a lot of flash. It's a lot of jiggling. You know, it's not quite a volleyball game as it's like a physics simulator for boobs.
And there's a lot of swimsuits I've never even seen before.
Well, you have to buy it.
Wearing those bathing suits.
Yeah.
And if they are, tell me where they're at because I'd like to see.
You hear that, everybody?
Tell me where the bee call me bathing suits
yeah.
are at.
If you see anybody running around with a Venus on.
Venus.
The Venus one. Yeah, it's like $500 million.
Here's another one. When was the last time you bought, you didn't really buy a bathing suit, but when was the last time you, you guys don't have girlfriends either. Okay, my girlfriend has never bought a bathing
That's
suit.
That's right, because I've learned, baby. Put the computer and the games in front of the chicks.
Exactly, yeah. My girlfriend's never bought a bathing suit that's $15 million fucking dollars.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
That's a game.
I don't care.
It's not even realistic.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. It just would have been nice to have a little bit more control over your guy.
Slot machines suck. I don't care what you say. Mm-hmm. You can't win.
Yeah, they should have had you walk into the casino, too. I mean, rather than just like a flat, static screen with a menu of what to play, that's just lame.
I think that's pretty good.
They should have showed you walking through
That part. I don't like you walk through.
I think it would have been neat to have your guy walking around the casino and show you, like, in an evening gown or something at least. And see, that would have been cool.
That's a great idea.
I know it's a good idea, but they didn't do it. They really skimped on it. Ghost Recon on Xbox Live.
It's the shit.
It is the shit.
No cheating.
No cheating.
A little hard to see the guys at first, a little hard to control, but if you can play
Halo?
Halo.
And I know all you idiots play Halo.
You got it made. You honestly got it made. And it's just like Tactical Ops, except the biggest gun is not a PH, which is weak, or M203.
Yeah, I love PH.
You've got an OICW, and that's the shit.
There's an OICW in Tactical Ops. One guy can get it.
Yeah, and you can't keep it after you die.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't keep it after next mission.
Don't keep it.
You gotta go jump down that goddamn rope again.
Thank God.
And that's if the guy isn't flying in the level in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And he's invisible and he's got a knife. What is that ghost knife? Where they run around stab you when they're dead.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
Enough of the complaints though. Haven't got to see, Hooks hasn't got to see Panzer Dragoon Orta yet. Wolf and I came home the same day with that in Dead or Alive Volleyball, and we got to play that. I've been playing it at home a little bit.
It's on Xbox?
Yeah, it's an Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shooter. Did you ever play Panzer Dragoon on the Saturn?
No,
You're flying on a dragon, and you're shooting people. It's like a shooting game. Haven't you ever played something where it's like overhead view, like 1942, or Ghost Pilots, or anything like that, where you're you get a little plane, like Raiden in the arcade, you're shooting people straight ahead. It's 3D view though, behind the dragon.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, there's all this crap coming at you, and you can spin around and look at 360 degrees, you know, you can spin around. I mean, it is fantastic.
Yeah, and upgrade your dragon too.
Best shooter ever. Hands down.
You fly around on a dragon.
Yeah, and you
can a dragon bite ass?
The dragon shoots all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not flames. It's got like rockets and shit. You got like lasers and stuff.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Sad, though. The graphics.
The graphics are amazing. Yeah, the story is excellent.
Close to real. At least with Ghost Recon, you're an army guy or a Navy SEAL or something real, and you're not going to fly. You can't jump 20 feet. You're not going to float. If you get shot, you're going down, okay?
A lot of people, myself, play games not for reality. Try to get rid of this crap that's boring.
And you need to get along.
I think anybody who, I don't know, it just seemed like I needed a good, fast, action-paced shooting game for the Xbox, and that game filled the void perfectly. You know, it's like Shinobi's pretty good for the PlayStation 2. Lots of, you know, fast action. You know, you're always looking out for ninjas, but it lagged at parts. It just, like when you'd kill four guys in a row, the whole game would come to a freezing halt, and it would show this little cutscene of you chopping up dudes, and then they would just, like, slide in half.
You like that part? I think it's pretty cool.
It was cool.
But that's all, though.
Exactly. It was cool the first time. Once you've fought your 10,000th ninja and seen that thing 250,000 times, it's just like, okay, get it over with.
Slice them up.
I've had enough. Exactly.
See if it can turn off.
Yeah, there might be an option for it. I haven't played it any more than that, but I don't know. It seemed pretty cool. I don't know. That Panzer Dragoon is just badass. That game is amazing.
That's the one we're playing on the dragon. Right?
Yeah, it's worth the $50.
Microsoft for Xbox should come out with some like awesome RPGs. Man.
Yeah, they're really lacking in the RPGs, aren't they? They've got nothing.
PS2's got some bad RPGs,
which is why I bought my PlayStation 2 like a week ago after having an Xbox for a while. There's not
after you see my Secretive 3.
Yeah. That game is awesome. Suikoden 3, I'm loving it, but, you know, I was really disappointed in the graphics of it, though. I mean,
is another Final Fantasy coming out?
You know they're making, like, I'm sure they've already planned out, like, 20 of
them.
Like,
when are they going to stop, okay? Because it's like Rocky or Rambo, okay?
Yeah.
After you get past, like, 10, and what are they at, like, 11 or 12 now?
I think in Japan
they've
got 12
And this is
out.
The thing that bothers me about it, is it's sort of just about shit. You might as well just be playing Dungeons & Dragons, making shit up in your mind, because I swear to you, there's not a guy out there that's got magic fairy dust.
That's why it's good.
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes.
No. Maybe you're on acid, maybe. You only have a tap. If you do a full tap, you could be hurting.
I think you just need to
find Where did you grow up again?
Chico, California.
We need to get you on.
Not Russia.
Not Russia. No.
We need to put. We need to. Stop. Thank you, guys. We need to get you on a good role playing game. Is what we need. We need to sit, find something that you can find yourself interested in.
Yeah,
sit you down.
You can do a role. You're an army guy. And you got six dudes, and you're going to go through and shoot a bunch of Russians or whatever they are.
Maybe Jagged Alliance would be something good for you. That's like.
Yeah, get to shoot a gun.
Yeah, it's more strategy.
Is it a real gun?
Yeah, I think they're all real guns. Okay. I don't know. Hunter plays it all the time. Jagged Alliance and all that Jagged Alliance crap, and there's something else he plays that's just like it. Hunter likes playing that.
I'll be back.
I told you to take a leak before we started recording, didn't I?
Kiss my what?
Well, then, while he's gone, talk about some sports games or something, because neither of us know shit about them.
Well, lately I've been playing NCAA 2003. It's a pretty good football game. Illinois
Xbox?
Xbox. You can make your own school, make your own players. A good thing is if you have Madden, which I really hope you don't because it's weak and all the guys are fat, even the kicker. You know, I've seen kickers and they're tiny, like Chinese people. And anyway, so basically you can make your own school. You can go through and, you know, if you want, you can be some little, you know, like a WAC division, or if you want to be Big 10 or 12 or whatever, you can be those. But you can make your own school. And you can make it to the Fiesta Bowl or the Rose Bowl. You just gotta beat ass. But the nice thing is after your players have only gone 4 years, because the bad thing is there's no stupid college people in this game. They're basically all, you know, 4 years and out. None of them are doctors, none of them are lawyers, so you're not gonna have one player for more than 4 years. The nice thing is after all of that's over with, you can put them forward to a draft on to Madden. So if you know you still want to use those guys, what that does is it says, you know, you want to forward all these guys over to Madden. And you can pick him up as a free agent.
Not Fever stuff.
No, unfortunately, Fever doesn't do that, and I really wish it would, because Fever is one of the most realistic football games I've seen on Xbox. But yeah, the nice thing is with that NCAA, you can make all your seniors that are graduating get drafted in.
Oh, that is really cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Fever's not made by EA, so it won't work.
That's the one flaw.
That's pretty neat. I played. Do you play it online?
Unfortunately, you can't play that one online. The only football game you can play online is going to be your
2K3.
Either the 2K3 or the NFL Fever, which is by far way better than 2K3.
Now, I like 2K3 better. I just don't like the buttons. All right, we've got. What do you think of Dynasty? What you wanted to talk about? One of the
Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I grew up with history. I mean, I heard that's a history book. It's in a history book in China, and I really liked it because I'm really into history stuff. And a pretty cool thing is you get different weapons in there, you know, through different missions. I've got so many stages and so many fighters you get to play. I mean, I like them. They only give like 7 out of 10 or something, but that's
Remember, 7 out of 10 is better than average. Remember, you're thinking average should be a 5. So, of course, these days everybody says, I'm only buying the 10s, the 9s and the 10s.
No, but
people gotta get
so
over
that. One's kind of getting old. It's like Diablo, you know, 10 times better graphics.
But that's what I thought about it. Watching you play that Dynasty Warriors on occasion, I come over here and you're sitting there and you got
don't talk to him. Don't worry.
And it seems like it's just horde of guys. There's just it's not as good as Streets of Rage. Remember that on the Genesis Streets of Rage? Walking and double dragon.
The chick with the skates.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was a game. Somebody had skates. I don't remember who, but yeah. I mean, that was really cool. And it reminded me of that, but it's just like, over the top. All you were doing, I mean, you were just horde after horde.
But, you know, when you get different weapons, you add a one hit to your combo. You know, you start with a basic weapon, it's like 4-hit combo, but you can do different stuff, make the combination go up. So, my best is like 13, 14. Or so, I don't know.
Huh.
I get into it.
But, you know, as long as the story is good, I guess. As long as it keeps you into it.
The stories of the, all the battles, those are real and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not real, but.
Huh. I don't know. I didn't really care for it. It just looked like you were running around just pushing the button with your eyes closed. Which,
another Diablo game.
Yeah, and Diablo's fun for a while and it gets old quick, though. At least with Diablo, I got sucked into the item creation and, you know, all the items you had and box you had and all that stuff. That was awesome.
That's 2, right?
Diablo 2, yeah, they had that. But, let's move on to a favorite. Capcom versus SNK2EO.
Hell yeah.
It just come out a little while ago. We both ran down there, found the last 2 copies in all of Reno to pick that game up just so we can get some old school Street Fighter, some 2D fighting action.
Shit.
Because I don't care what anybody says.
I've been fighting C4 in Street Fighter since 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's been a long time we've played Street Fighter 2. I mean, it's
remember
just,
the first time we fought? How many rounds we fought?
We played 150 rounds. It took us hours. We played
75 each.
75 by the time we were done playing. We weren't keeping track of score, we were just playing. At the end, it showed us our score. We were tied. 75 wins, 75 wins. 150 rounds.
Oh, you playing one at a time?
No. We played against each other.
Oh, you just
150 rounds we played, and we came out 75-75.
Even, huh?
Yeah. And that was before they had that cheating Horakuma in there.
Okay, now this is how stupid this game is. You've got a bunch of guys fighting like Street Fighter, right?
It is Street Fighter.
And there's stuff coming out of their hands blowing you the fucking pieces.
That's right.
That's some stupid shit.
No.
Now, the guy that's got the blades on his hands like Wolverine makes sense. Because that's believable. But the fact that the guy can do a clap thing and then all of a sudden a blue ball come flying at you.
That's what's cool about the special move.
You can't even move to the side. It's either you jump up or down.
Or you block it.
No bullshit. It drops
there's counter game. Moves, parries.
They've got a green guy that, for some reason, can come out of Brazil and be electrocutional.
Oh, Blanca.
Yeah, honestly, okay, I can see where the hair came from, but still. No, I'm sorry. Or how about the guy that has rubbery arms and legs? No.
Oh, dolls him.
No, but it is nice with the chick and the fast legs.
Chun-Li.
Yeah, or the Chinese guy who's a sumo wrestler in disguise.
Honda.
Mm-hmm. He just does it for the buffets, but...
All that free food at the tournament.
Is that right?
I don't think it gets any better for fighting games than that. I like Killer Instinct a lot. Killer Instinct is probably one of the best fighting games I've played, but it's still not Street Fighter. It's still not as good. It doesn't have that system down. Guilty Gear X, Guilty Gear X2,
no, that one hit kill move sucks.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I'll tell you
what. You can block it now.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, you know, you let your guard, it's like a Evil Ryu and Akuma's, what is that thing called? Does it have a name?
Shin Akuma? Oh.
Akuma, Shinakuma has it. Either one, they grab you and beat the piss out of you.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that's pretty weak. I hate that. And you know what? I surprise a lot of guys on Xbox Live with that. They don't expect it. I'll knock them over and I'll pull that out. And they're just like, oh my god.
33 hits?
You know, well, yeah, I played Shinakuma the other day. Yeah, I played
some fireballs.
Yeah, but I still had some guy just beat my ass. Have you been reading Penny Arcade? You've been reading Penny Arcade lately? They don't like it at all. I don't know why, but I think it's because they really suck. Now, I suck at it. I mean, I'm like 50-50 on my record now. But they must really suck. They said they've got lots of lag, though. They said, I don't know, they complained about the graphics a bit. And sure, they're dated, but, you know, damn, it's just the gameplay is there. The controls are perfect. Capcom's got it down. You know?
Yeah, I tried to... But yo, I don't like the yo, use the
operation. Well, that's lame. I played a couple of guys that were, they were like, I thought I saw them pick EO. And I'd ask them, I said, you know, hey, did you just pick EO? No, no, no. And sure enough, the match starts and you see the little EO in the corner.
That's no fun, dude.
Yeah, well, everybody that's done it to me, I've beat their ass so far.
Yeah.
And it's cause, I think cause they have, it almost seems like they have less control over their
Remember
guy.
Before, like, okay. First guy?
Page break. Back to this little thing where you can't tell who your guys are gonna beat now. In NFL 2003, they do the same thing. So when you're online, you can be a team that you've made, and they're going to be ranked 99-99 all the way through.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some people have figured out how to go through and make the regular players. They just boost up all the regular players that you normally see on, you know, on the regular football team. And for whatever reason, it masks it. Or what they'll do is, you know, you got to sit and pick a team. So you see who they're picking, and you know who you're picking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, like, for example, me, I've got a team that's overall is 93.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, right? But it's not 99, so I'm very, very beatable.
Yeah.
I'll play against guys that are 99 and they'll complain and they'll beat my ass. And they're complaining, but they're complaining because I keep doing the same thing. Like a lot of guys, what they'll do is they'll come out right away bombing. Because I remember the Niners back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where are they at now? Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, they'll come out and vomit. Where with me, I'm just gonna run it on you.
Yeah.
And not many people are used to that.
Yeah, they're not.
So they get pissed. It's like, why do you keep running with him? He's so good. It's like, well, dude, look what you did to your whole team.
Yeah.
You know, and the only bad thing about that game is that you can cheat and
unplug it.
But yeah, you can do that too, but you're not going to get banned. And they really don't, you know, control it a whole lot. Like I had this guy sit and talk nothing but racial slurs to me. He thought I was black.
Street Fighter. How do you effectively kill them? I can't stand it.
I don't even remember.
While we went back to sports games for a minute, did you ever play a game called Baseball Stars?
No.
Was that back on Sega?
They had one on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Yeah.
And the bad thing about Nintendo was you had to stick another game in there just to make sure it didn't flip.
Make sure it didn't flip.
Yeah. Like the game wouldn't play, so you had to stick another game
in there. Oh, no, mine worked fine.
Oh.
Yours just had a broken spring or something.
Yeah. They had connection.
This, Baseball Stars game is, they had it on the SNK. It was a Neo Geo game at first, right? Mm-hmm. It was great in the arcade. Baseball Stars 1 and 2. And they made it big, and it was the only sports game so far that I've really liked enough where I played it all the time. And it was a baseball game, too, of all, like, I didn't care for any football games I played. Golf games are boring. I've tried the Tiger Woods and the Mario Golf and that swingers crap you've got, and I just didn't really care for it. This Baseball Stars game, you get to create your entire team.
Mm-hmm.
You get to make up all their names and whatnot, and then you get to buy guys with the money you win from
right.
playing, right? Yeah. So you win all this money, and then you buy, like, a fat guy. You buy, like, a star player
mm-hmm.
who can have the max stats, and then you got to put your money into his stats. So I'd go with the pitcher first. I always have, like, the one pitcher that can last, like, 8 innings by himself, and he's like, you know, got a perfect strikeout record because it was awesome, you know. I mean, that was the only sports game I ever liked, and why don't we have that now? It sounds like your NCAA game's a lot like that.
NCAA is like that, yeah. There's a really good baseball game called Slugfest,
mm-hmm.
and this is the kind of game if you want to play a good game
in the car.
With good gameplay, and you're not the best at hitting the ball,
uh-huh.
or catching the ball in the outfield, you can basically play as a first baseman, have him throw the ball in, and then punch the shit out of the guy on first base till he's out.
That's not realistic. No. I thought you were going to realistic
exactly. Here
stuff.
You go.
See?
No, I'm just saying, this is my favorite game.
He's
I'm just saying
it,
that if you're
it.
Into good games, but you're not so into all the backdrop and all the realness of a sports game, you can go slugfest where it
like
isn't
the simulation
real.
Aspect
exactly.
of the game. That's what
of
gets
on my
nerves.
You don't have to hit that hard.
I tried it. What was that one I got for the Xbox a little bit? Sega Sports 1. World Series Baseball, remember that?
Yeah.
That game was that.
World Series was good.
I hated that game. I know, and that's why I bought it, because it had the best ratings, but it was way too realistic. And I couldn't stand it.
I'm big into all the stats, man. I want to know one player how he did in this month.
Is Slugfest the one where the bat catches on fire?
Yeah, we'll catch on fire. Yeah.
That is awesome.
And
see,
if you're
being
the wrong guy, he will charge the plate and beat the shit out of the
cat. I meant what you said. Think about
it. Yeah, they got the NHL hits.
Yeah.
NHL hits. NFL blitz.
The only flaw with Midway, though, and this is the one thing that makes me mad, is you have to figure out these little stupid-ass codes just to get the cool things in the
cart.
Just let me put it into the code bank, alright? Don't make me have to push 3 or 4
every time. Memorize all this crap.
As I possibly, because I'm not Chinese and I can't do it.
Fuck you.
Notice who's Chinese.
And notice who cheats all the time in every freaking game he's ever played.
Not all of us.
Just about, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know that time.
Tribes to God, but every other game you cheat in, just about.
Yeah.
All your console games. The only person I know with a Game Shark. Every single one of them they ever made. All the codes.
That's right.
I thought it's for export games.
Yeah. Cheating little whore.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to just talk a little bit more about Capcom versus SNK2. I've run into a few guys that just completely beat my ass, which was cool. Because, I mean, I can play you forever and we don't get any better. You know, I actually like losing to a lot of these guys. But did you look at the ranking? The top guy is some Japanese kid who's got no job and no life, apparently, because he's got like I've worked 7 days a week for 2.5 years. This guy's got like 5,000 games logged. The guy, and between first place, and it gives you points based on like wins, I guess. He's got 10,000 points. The guy below him in second place has got like 7,500 points. I mean, this guy's so far ahead, right? And the rest is real tight, you know, from 2 to the 250 points. It's just a couple of games they're off. Yeah, this guy's got nothing to do. He plays all day. He must beat everybody's ass. I'd like to run into him, though, just to see who he plays.
Yeah, right. You won't last.
Oh, I'm not saying I could do anything against
him. We know what we're going to do next.
I know, it gets old. Okay.
Oh, you know what each other's moves are.
Exactly.
No, it's like we're going to be standing there without throwing a punch for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, sometimes we'll like, you know, both jump at each other and just miss each other in the air and land and duck down and block and stand right there because we're both afraid to move. You know, I know what's coming, so I don't want to move, and he knows what I'm going to do. Why I like on live, because, you know, you're not around. We all have different shifts.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I wake up, turn on an Xbox. I haven't used my live since I got it, okay, in December. That was the first time when I got Xbox Live, I used it for that first day. One day, that first day I checked out that MotoGP, the motorcycle game.
People
driving backwards and shit around, you know, trying to crash into you and send your guy flying. It's pretty weak, and then that whack game is just stupid.
Yeah.
And I didn't play it after that. I have Toe Jam and Earl 3, I love that game, and it has some downloadable content. I got three guys, you know, that's pretty cool, and they were pretty timely about it. They did it right away, it seemed like. It was out pretty early, the downloadable guys. You get three guys and two levels. Not like Mech Assault, where they just released it and they waited forever, which I don't like that game too much. I've been playing it, but I've been hearing a lot of stuff about it, though. And I downloaded the stuff, and once I downloaded it, that was the only time I used Live again, right? And now it's what? It's, February 25th, 2003. Last time I used it was December 25th, probably 2002, and that was it. And it's been that long. It's just, I've been...
Hey, do they have a NASCAR game online?
No, not yet.
No, but that would be cool.
Yeah,
I know that NASCAR Thunder too. That's awesome.
That's a great part of the game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you know the only thing this is the one thing that I know it'll be better on the computer because you can do so much more stuff. You know, like I played a NASCAR back in '98 or '99.
Yeah, but the controls kind of suck.
Yeah, but you can get the controller.
Yeah,
I've got the controller.
I have a sideline.
Oh, you have
a love it. USB.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
a steering wheel.
No, no, I got
the
sideline.
Yeah, controllers, the shit.
But the thing that's cool about the computer games is you can do so much more. Like you can totally paint your car the way you want to. There ain't paint schemes you got to follow. If you want to take the brush and fuck the shit out of it, you can.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That's what I like.
That's right. They might add that.
If you
want to
scan a naked picture onto your hood, you can do it.
Yeah.
What number is your car? 420.
Exactly. You know, maybe even have like a joint. Leaking in the back or something. Maybe you could take your muffler. Really, you're just taking a fat rip.
That would be cool. I don't know how well... One of the things that makes Xbox Live so good is it's broadband only. You have to have cable or DSL.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or something better. You know, you have to have... And they test it by your upload. They test it by your upload. You have to have, like, double a modem's uploads. And that's how they keep people off of it. And that's what makes it, you know, hardly, I haven't run into any lag. I mean, not
there's
really.
There's Ghost Recon.
Occasionally.
Ghost Recon, anytime you have more
like
than
eight
six
people,
guys.
Yeah.
They
were talking about
actually,
that.
Even six guys. And here's the problem is you've got six guys, and if they're all using explosives, like you're using OICW, like I do, and you shoot 60 year old grenades off, you're gonna shoot them, and if everybody else is doing something that has to do with shooting,
yeah,
you're gonna see your bolts kind of disappear, and then they're gonna blow up, and there's gonna be nobody around.
I haven't really played that much.
Have you run into any lag yet in
Capcom vs. Street Fighter? CBS2's been okay. I haven't run into lag. Penny Arcade, Tycho and Gabe say that, like,
this Street Fighter has to be, like, precise.
That's just it, and that's what makes it suck. You know, I've been playing it since I got it, for, like, 2 weeks now or whatever, and only two matches I've run into with lag. And only one of those matches did it screw up the game. One of them lagged where it just killed the game for a minute. Oh. Right? Where, like, it completely froze for only a couple, like, 5-6 seconds, and then it was back on. It was fine. And it did that maybe 2 or 3 times for the match. No big deal. Then last night I played a guy, and it was like, I couldn't do any moves. Because, like, I'd start doing a fireball or some shit, and then bam, it would cut out on me for a minute, and it would miss
some of my input. Can you talk to the guys online when you're playing that game, too?
Yes, but the only time it sucks is in between loading the levels, it cuts you off. So
we never talk. Like, we hardly talk.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of guys probably talk on there, too.
Yeah, because they're constantly
who cares what, you know, he had for breakfast this morning, you know, or he's telling you to, what eat a dick, you know. you're trying to concentrate.
You want a fat one?
You know.
I'm gonna jump in the air now. I'm gonna do a weird sidewinder kick, man. It's gonna drop you.
Exactly. You know, you don't want to listen to the idiots. And most of the guys, it seems like, that I played so far don't talk. Once in a while, you'll hear a good game or something. And like I said, again, it must be like regional. Because up in Washington, where the Penny Arcade guys are located, they say that everybody's up there talking shit. Everybody they're playing with is talking shit. They pick Rue, Akuma and Saget, you know, like the same three guys, and it's just like they just, yeah. and they beat his ass. Like, I don't know if he really sucks or if lag is that big of a problem, but I keep hoping that one day I run into him, you know? I'd love to run into those guys online one day and play them in round of Street Fighter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'll never happen, but it'd be kind of cool to play those guys. They're like celebrities now, you know? They are, it's cool. It's like, I don't know, it'd just be neat to play those guys. More players in Ghost Recon would be nice. Because it's a
16 years.
Well, you can do up to 16.
But Jesus Christ, it's got to lag like hell.
As long as you turn explosives off, you're okay.
Oh, is that what everybody says?
Exactly. If you turn explosives off, you can run 16, 18 guys on there, and you're not going to have problems. Hmm. But what will end up happening is you get a lot of snipers. And to be honest with you, if you're going to be a sniper, don't waste my time. Okay, honestly, because I'm going to run up behind you, and I'm going to shoot you in the ass. And when you respond, I'll be standing there waiting for you to do it again. So if you want to snipe, then you want to have a picnic.
We'll see. When I pick up Ghost Recon the next couple of days, our next trip to Reno, and next week, before next week's show, I'll pick that up, and I will snipe the shit out of back. You.
Oh, no.
I'm
pretty good sniping tactical ops.
Yeah, just wait. Yeah, but you got more precision control with
tactical
a
ops is
laser-guided mouse or whatever. Oh,
you don't have a bunch of trees and shrubbery and different outfits. Everybody's like the same exact look. Every level, I mean, it just... I don't know. Tactical ops is over.
I'm glad you've been able to get out of it. I stopped playing. Finally, I broke the habit. I mean, I played that game, I swear to God, every single day. For like a year and a half.
It. Yeah, and I was having those, you know, you barely ever lose, and you get the people that think you're cheating.
Yeah, all the time. And that's what sucks, right?
Remember Peps 1, dude, when it came out? I missed all those LAN parties. And
yeah.
That's telling me how good you are.
Yeah, he comes on, honest to God, Ode and I were the best two people at all the LAN parties. I mean, we kicked their ass. They refused to let us on the same team because it would only take us to beat them all. It was Ode, me, and this guy Jay. And the three of us could take the rest of the room, 10 other guys. And we would beat their ass so bad. They were so mad at us. And finally it got to the point where we started arguing about it. Because we want to be on the same team, you know, because we would make plans and shit, you know, and the rest of the guys are just running around. I think that's part of their problem. They didn't have any teamwork worked out. Which would be nice to get some voice over IP here one of these days for a game like Tactical Ops or Counter-Strike. Maybe a version of Counter-Strike that doesn't suck so bad. But, you know, because you can talk on Xbox Live. That is awesome. They've got some stuff for the computer you can do that, though. Roger Wilco.
Trap's such a good game, I think.
Dude, Trap, you run around, floating in the air, shooting some glowing blue discs. It's not cool, man.
It is. It's awesome. It really is. It is a lot of fun.
Hey, just for the record, I was ranked 125 in the world. Trap's one.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
Trides. I really liked Trides. I did, but I stopped playing it after. You know what? My complaint with Trides is the mods.
I had 12 frags per minute.
Yeah, that's average. average.
That's 5 seconds per kill.
I know. I can't stand playing you. I hate
what,
it.
What, every 5 seconds you kill somebody?
Oh, yeah. That's average.
I don't know. You Tribes 2.
Tribes 1.
You haven't played Tribes 2 in a while.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
And I remember, you know,
I was still good, you know. What? Nobody can do it.
You know Dave? Remember Dave? I don't know. I can't remember what his last name is. Dave, he worked security for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he moved to Texas.
Yeah.
He plays Tribes 2 now. A lot.
Now?
Yeah, and he asked me, he fucking told me, he said, you know, hey, you guys should check it out, you know, and he gave me the site for their clan and all this, and I hardly ever talked to him. Jenner, that's his nickname. Jenner is what he calls himself. That's right, Jenner. Okay.
I was the man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see you play him now. You haven't played in a long time. And I don't know, man.
Stick on my skills.
I don't know about that. Hey. We'll see. You find yourself a radar for Tribes or something?
No.
Damn.
You do what do you radar. Want? You got radar
trying,
already in Tribes.
To move around here.
Hey, radar, you got radar in Tribes already.
I know. I haven't played it a long time. My problem with it, back to what I was trying to say, was the mods. I installed it like last week just to check it out again, right? Because Jenner was telling me to play. And I said, you know, I was like, yeah, whatever. Finally, it came around to where I was so pissed off at Tactical Ops. Cause I get on there, I get 35-5 on Trooper, and they call me a cheater. Okay, then they get a guy on there who's like 45-2, he's cheating his ass off, you watch him, he's tracking guys through the walls and shit, and they won't vote him off. Like, one or two people will vote him. Thank you, Homeland. You know, it sucks, right? So I was pissed. I wanted to play Tribes 2, hopefully the cheating's not as bad.
I don't think Tribes 2 can vote people off. I don't remember.
Yeah, you can, oh shit, I don't know, it's been so long since I played, you can like vote for like maps and shit, huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember voting people, you probably can't now. Probably now. But the patches are huge, it's like 120 patch. Yeah, I got it too. But, it still didn't do me any good. I get on the server, and I look at the server list, and you cannot find a base Tribes 2 map. Server. I can't find it.
Yeah.
They got all this ghetto shit, like Renegades.
Base
you know, and Shifter, and all this crap where you've got, like, everything. You've got, like, a spam mortar gun. Like you shoot, like your OICW and Ghost Recon. It's like that, but you got, like...
a lot faster.
And, like, way bigger, and it's like a small tactical nuke. And you've got like fucking a million rounds. And so people just
the screen things just flipping.
Exactly. And the whole map is exploding and everybody's lagged out to shit. I can't stand them. I can't stand the mods. I could play base Tribes 2 all day.
Base was the best.
I think so.
Tribes 1 or Tribes 2.
For Tribes 1, there was that Renegade with the blue walls? Where you could make like a wall.
Yeah.
Like was that Renegade?
That's Tribes 1.
It's either Renegade or Shifter. One of those two was okay.
I don't know, but I can build stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I was like an architect out there. Mm-hmm. I'd sneak into their base every time. Wear medium armor. I'd catch an HPC over there, Scarbrae, my favorite fucking map. I'd set up camp in their base, you know? Pitch my little tent out there, set up one of those remote inventory stations, get some fucking hot dogs and some fucking marshmallows, and then the truck of heavies would come in, you know?
Campfire.
my little campfire. Make sure start telling ghost stories and shit. God, I love that. Camping out in their base, making a little fortification somewhere. That was cool.
Yeah, wow. Especially where the generator is.
Especially.
They can't even fix that.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, it's a great game. Sorry to hear, though, that they killed off the Dynamix team, you know? I mean, they just, you know, they dispatched them after the game. You know? And it's not their fault what happened to that game either. It's not their fault. It was
Sierra.
You know, yeah. Telling them, you know, you got this much money, this much time, do it now. Screw you guys, fuck it, let it go out like it is. You know, it's like.
So Tribes 2 when it first came out, so many bugs.
Horrible. And it was because of them. Because they said, you know, bring it out. Who cares? Forget the bugs. But, you know.
They want them fucking marketing
stuff. You know, yeah, it's bullshit. You think that shit would fly on a console if you're listening to Microsoft? Okay, if you want to try to pull that shit on us and release games for the Xbox that you got to patch later with Live, hey, you're fucking mine. You know, everybody will fucking sell their Xbox.
Yeah, Bill Gates is doing that. Look at all the Windows updates.
Yeah, it may work for computer stuff, you know, and it may have to work for computer stuff, but it will not fly on a console.
But, you know, not everybody got a Live Xbox.
On top of that, yeah, not everybody has a Live. You know, I mean, it's like...
they're going to happen, you can't upgrade.
You know, exactly. Console games hardly ever get updated. You know, I mean, you never see like a re-release of a game, like a version 1.1 of, you know, Dynasty Warriors 2 or some shit. I mean, how ridiculous would that be in the store? You know how many people would be pissed off about that? You gotta keep that shit straight. Why can't they apply that to the PC games though? You know, look at a game like Counter-Strike, a huge game like Counter-Strike. Okay, now nobody in this room likes Counter-Strike at all, and I can't explain it. I've tried multiple times to play that fucking game. Yeah, I have it too, and I hate it. It's buggy as hell, the graphics are shit, the sounds aren't that good, it's slow. I mean, it runs like a dream on my computer, it's just like, you walk slow, like too slow. You jump three times and your guy like comes to a crawl. I mean, like it's so weak, dude. You can't see shit. It's Ghost Recon is way better on Xbox than Counter-Strike.
I don't know.
Counter-Strike has got like 50 billion people playing it.
See, yeah, last time I went to China, they got some hardcore Counter-Strike.
Some hardcore OG Counter-Strike Chinese players?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't care. I can't stand that game. I don't know what it is. But thank God we don't have to talk about it here. You know why? There's Counter-Strike Radio. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So let them talk about that, because it's like, and they talk about EverQuest a lot in their game. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? That'd be something pretty cool to talk about for a minute. The massively multiplayer online RPGs.
It's the cat. Close it down.
I don't know if you guys
played. Stupid cat on like a rice.
If you ever played EverQuest or Dark Age of Camelot,
never heard of it.
Asheron's Call, Asheron's Call 2.
Never heard of it.
All those games, it's based off of this persistent online world.
Okay.
And I know you would hate it because you're in fantasy land with elves and dragons and fucking magic and little blue guys that run around. And
no horse?
You know, I don't think there's any horse. Oh, there's a horse in Dark Age of Camelot to get from place to place.
A whore?
Horse. There's.
I said whore.
My problem with these, I don't know if you, have you guys ever played any of those?
No,
you ever try them, EverQuest or any of that stuff? No?
No, wasting your time.
Dude, it is the biggest waste of time I've ever seen. Ode played Dark Age of Camelot for days, months, and like all the time. He even wrote himself a little macro bot to try and troll his guy.
But this is the same guy that goes to Rookies and does karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then fake drinks beer.
Yeah. We know he's got no life, but you know, hey, that's all good.
Just clarifying.
I know Kung Fu.
I know this guy named Tyrone down the street.
I know Kung Pao.
I don't know. I can't stand it. People enjoy playing it, and I think it's more the atmosphere, because you're there with a group of people, and you're talking to people. You know, oh, hey, let's go kill these dragons, and, you know, grab these goblins and shit. But I tried playing it, and I'm not what you would call a team player, okay? I don't want to share a moment with you. Okay. I don't want to have a moment with you. I don't want to hear about your life. I'm there to, you know, I want to adventure, right? And that's the problem with these games. You guys got to check it out sometime. Just experience, just to see it. You should. Just check it out.
I'm not paying money online on a free game.
And most of these you can do for a month for free, though. Almost all of them give you a month for free, though.
Now, I don't want to pay that money for a game I don't like.
Well, like I'm saying, you buy lots of games you don't like, though. There's lots of games that we have.
Sell them on eBay.
Exactly. Sell this on eBay, just like everything else. You know, if you don't like it, sell it later. Everybody else does. It's they try to make the world huge, right? And the problem with making them, because there's a lot of people in some of these games. I mean, there's under like 500,000 people, I believe, playing EverQuest, right? Now, they're not all in the same world, of course. You know, they got different servers and each, you know. But Lineage, that game, I think was that a Korean-based game? There's like 4 million people playing Lineage.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
right?
that.
There's less than 500,000 playing EverQuest. And that's
Lineage.
It's the same idea.
So you're like a dude in this little world. You're just
it's a big world.
Doing stuff.
It's a problem with it? Yeah, doing stuff. Going you get a group of guys together and you go somewhere and you go through dungeons and clean them out and kill the guys and get the loot and sell it. Also, you can level up to get a higher level. And they've tried adding on little gimmicks like combat with other players. They've tried like where you can hold sieges on castles and stuff. And it sounds fat, doesn't it? But if you've ever tried it,
Max Sale?
Yeah. It's like a slideshow of my last trip to hell. You know? It's like you walk in, and this is when this flying skull demon came and hit me in the head and blew me into 50,000 pieces, and you know, you see it in little sections, and it's way too slow. It's just weak. I don't care how fast your computer is, you gotta have a T1 internet connection to download that much information, and nobody else is sending it that fast anyway. It's just weak. See, so, I mean, right there, I mean, the funnest part of the game, the interaction with a huge group of people is screwed by technical difficulties, you know, I mean, you just can't do it now, just, you know, give it a little while, and there's a new one coming out, what's it called, Shadowbane. I've been really I'm dying to try it. I gotta check this game out, because if hopefully it's different than the rest. The rest of them, they have, like, this gigantic, expansive world, and 4Ks, you know, there's like, and then you gotta walk 9 zones over to get to a cave, where there's 75 other people waiting to go through this cave. You know, it's stupid. I don't see how you can waste so much time playing that crap. I really hope the Shadowbane is a little bit different. I need to look into it more. Ode would be the guy to talk to. Maybe we can get him on the show here before it comes out, just to talk about it, because I know a lot of people are waiting for it.
Or him, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get a speakerphone and hook it up.
I got a speakerphone here.
Dual Parallel told me how to do it and how well it works, so. What else have we got? Well, we covered hardware already. I heard that Sega and Sammy, I don't know, they're not too big over here anymore. Sammy, the company, are supposed to merge.
Yeah, like Sega.
Yeah, they're having such financial problems right now. I remember it was, I think it was last month's PlayStation Magazine, I think. I don't have to find the article on that anymore.
What's Sammy?
It's a company. Some game company over in
video games?
Yeah, like over in Japan or something, I don't think. I haven't made anything here for a while, and I can't remember what they used to make. I don't know. You only hear about the really big companies now, but you see a lot of mergers now. You know, or we're gonna be seeing more at least. Square and, Enix.
Whoa.
Squeenix?
That's what they're gonna call
them? No, I don't know. Because they're gonna call them Square Enix Inc. or something, but they should be.
Yeah, Square is such a good RPG.
See, I don't like Final Fantasies.
The old school.
The old ones. Six.
Secret of Mana.
Secret of Mana was awesome. Chrono Cross.
Final Fantasy VI.
Final Fantasy VI is best role-playing game ever created by a human being.
They messed up on Seven. Swear to God.
Seven was the downhill one. They made this transition to 3D, and it's more movie than game. I want to play a game when I'm playing a game. I want to watch a game. You know, and 8, and 9, and 10. We played 10 yesterday. He's got it on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Wolf has it.
Well, barely were talking. Now it's 44
minutes went by.
We haven't even started.
We haven't even really played. You played maybe like 8 minutes of gameplay. 44 minutes of fucking watching. And it's like you're not even into the story still. I mean, you just don't even care about your characters.
You're too busy reading the damn screen.
Well, that's what's supposed to get you in the story, but the story's not very good.
Well, we're talking.
And it's like, it was just lame. And then you fire up Final Fantasy VI. You're sucked into it. You start out and it's like you've got amnesia. You're being controlled by these two like guard kind of guys. You're some chick in this what's her name, Terra, in this robot control thing. And you guys are walking through this town just trying to find this thing called an Esper. They had this excavation, found this like ancient magic god or something, whatever the hell it was, in the ground there. And you guys were going to get it. And it was like, and then this guy comes in. What was the name of the thief guy? I don't remember his name, Cyrus or something, or what was his name? I don't remember what his name was. Because you can change the name. It's another cool thing. You know, I like being able to name your own guy. I ordered Final Fantasy Anthology, because it's 5 and 6, the other day off of eBay. Man. I got it.
So and hard to find now?
Yeah, $60 on eBay. Jeez. Brand new, though, sealed. It should be here the next couple days. I'm so happy, so I can play on the PlayStation 2, because I don't have my Super Nintendo anymore, and I just sold Final Fantasy 3 for that. So, but I mean, the games were good back then. The story was good. Now we've got video. Xenosaga. Tell me you haven't heard a lot about Xenosaga lately. It's a movie.
Good story,
and that's great. And I'm hoping it's a good story because if it's
Xenogears is awesome.
See, that's why I'm hoping that Xenosaga doesn't suck. But a lot of the review places were saying, you know, they had 6-7 out of 10, which is still better than average. But every single one of them complained. That the whole time, like, you'll play for 10 minutes and then watch a 20-minute video.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. And I think that's going to get pretty old. And then at some point, I remember reading at one point, there's one that's almost an hour long. It's the only game...
The video? Can you, like, press a button and make it skip?
I think you can skip them. I think they said you can skip them.
Well, that's good, because Final Fantasy X, I don't think you can skip them.
You can't skip shit in any of the Final Fantasies.
Yeah, when you push start, fucking pauses. That's a cool part of, you know.
Yeah. I like that you could pause it. I like that you could pause
before I played Final Fantasy VII, and I couldn't pause it. Yeah, I have to go to work like 2 minutes later. I said, oh no, I had to leave my PlayStation on for all day. Try to get off work.
See,
I fucked up there.
I know. The sacrifices you have to make as a gamer these days, you know, it's just too great. You know, how simple would it have been for them to work in a save feature just before the video? You know, I mean, it would have taken them a second. Add it in, I'm sure. They already had the code for it because they had a million save points.
6 and 3, you can skip the videos, right?
You can skip the videos, but I don't want to. I want to watch. Cause that's the problem. That's what I'm worried about with Xenosaga. When that comes out on the 25th here, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy Dot Hack Infection, too. I got to have them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying them both. And I'm not sure what I'm going to play because I'm still playing Suikoden 3. I'm only about halfway through now.
I beat it.
And,
without cheating.
Without cheating.
Thank you
very much. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sit through those videos. I mean, I'm sure they're gonna be great as long as the story's good. And we're getting a cut down version. They took out some videos they had in the Japanese release, but I heard they don't change the game any. So that's fine. But they had some questionable content.
See, before the fighting system, I could really, I just saw them as, you know, here. A fighting system is pretty cool, I think. You know, you have the different combos in the combat.
Like, Final Fantasy X, where you gotta punch in the buttons?
Yeah, yeah.
Kinda like where you had to type it in?
Thing, yeah. Something like that.
Something like that? Huh.
I'm not sure, though. I couldn't remember. Shit, I haven't played it. I had it in 4 years.
Yeah. I never played it, so. I've seen it over here, but yeah, no, Squaresoft, you're just their whore, aren't you? Little fanboy.
I just got your game for free.
Yeah, and while you're at it, Square, make it Squeenix now. Go ahead and make us another, the Legend of Secret of Mana. That game was awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, I want to
play. See, that game is kind of like Kingdom Hearts.
Is it?
Kingdom Hearts kind of like that game, you know. It's a real-time combat.
But not every game has to be 3D these days. You know what I mean?
And I'm not certain that's the combat.
The way the combat works, yeah, I get that. But it's like, there's something to be said for 2D. Look at how much better 2D fighters are than 3D fighters. They're just better. Not all role-playing games need to be 3D. You know? Yeah. The best ones were 2D. You know, they need to remember that and go back to the roots and give us some game and some content rather than movies. You know, I don't...
If you're gonna move there, better be a stripper at the end.
That's right, BMX Triple X, baby. Fuck that game. What kind of stupid? Of course not. I'm not buying that shit.
No, I'm not wasting money.
Fuck no. Screw that game.
I can get in this.
That's worth. They shouldn't have even made a game like that. It's not. And that, you know what that is? That gives assholes like Lieberman more ammunition about, you know, for his anti-video game campaign. You know, I mean, it's like, why do they gotta go? I mean, they should know that the game sucks. They made the damn thing. You know. They made the game. They had to sit there and play test it. It sucked. It was just stupid. I mean, it was almost like a haha, look what we can do kind of a game. You know, like, you know, we can release it. We can release it anyway. You know, and look, a lot of places didn't carry it. Best Buy, that's Walmart, true. And shit like that. You know, yeah. You could only get it.
You can find it at CompUSA, and you can really? Find it at
Electronics Boutique.
Electronics Boutique.
EB, the hookup. That's right. Shouts to the game Nazi.
She's cool.
She's awesome, but man, do not go in and argue with her about a game that she does not like.
Got you.
Yeah, no games for you.
Really?
That's why we call her.
But we love her. She's great. Without her, I don't know what I would do. Some of these times. Watch any good movies lately?
Shanghai Nights,
awesome. Baby. I gotta see that.
News for me.
Oh, you know what else I watched? It was a little older of a movie, but it was a good. The Score. Robert De Niro, Edward Norton.
Oh, I know.
Good movie.
I saw that. Score? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's, you know.
Edward Norton in that is amazing. He plays the most convincing retard I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a good actor. And I never pay attention to shit like that. I never say, so and so's a good actor, so and so's great. I never say, look at the acting in this movie. And when I saw that movie, that's the first thing I said. Holy Christ.
He's good.
Look, he is the man.
He actually gives me a run for my money on that.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, talk about a convincing retard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just amazing. If you haven't seen that yet, go watch The Score. I mean, that is a good movie.
A new movie?
No, it's
a little bit older now.
Oh, I think I watched it before then.
Whatever. They've got that Shanghai Nights, which is really good. And the good thing about it is, you know, you got Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan and... You know, it's funny. And there's not a whole lot of cuss words, and there's not a whole lot of nasty violence, but there's a lot of sword play.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what they do.
Nice cell phone. Jesus Christ. Oh, I just got to watch The Two Towers.
Oh, yeah.
I watched 2/3 of it, and I keep passing out.
The Two Towers of what?
Lord of the Rings one, the second one.
I can find that.
I know, yeah.
You're talking to a piece of wood
right
here.
That is some of the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
You don't know what you're
for me.
Lord of
Take
the
his
Rings.
Ass. I hold him. You hit him.
Elijah Wood.
Go wait in the car.
He looks like
a go wait in the car.
I swear.
Of course, Reno, yeah.
You wouldn't even have to give me a dollar on that teabagging.
I bet you've watched, what are those? All the war, that's what you watched, the war ones then, right? Wind Talkers.
I didn't watch Wind Talkers yet, but I did see the movie We Were Soldiers, bought the movie, unbelievably good.
Really?
Oh, that movie's bloody.
I don't know,
I was in the army once,
I've seen Black Hawk Down.
Watch
unbelievably good.
War I didn't movies. Watch that either.
You don't like watching war movies?
I mean, I like watching them, but you know, some true stories I don't like it.
So you didn't like
that? It's brutal. I don't like that brutal stuff.
You didn't like the We Were Soldiers?
Hmm?
You didn't like We Were Soldiers?
No, I have a co-worker, he was in that, he was in the Vietnam at that time, and he really hated it. He didn't watch it at all.
Well, how am I not going to watch it if you were that?
Yeah, if you were in there, you'd be freaking out, man.
Remember Matt?
It'd give you nightmares for...
He was stationed in Germany. Who? When that happens.
Oh, Matt?
Man,
I don't think it's I don't care. I know Two Towers was awesome.
The first one
was badass. The second one was badass. As soon as that third one comes out, or as soon as we get a screener rip of the third one when it comes out, I'm gonna sit down on my day off and I'm gonna watch all three of them in a row. I'm gonna sit there for 9 hours and camp out and watch some Lord of the Rings.
I come over with popcorn. And,
I'll buy it, but they need to release that shit faster. The screeners come out before we get the DVD months ahead of time, so screw it. You know, I mean. Movie industry's gotta figure out what to do. They gotta figure something watch better that out.
Shit. Smell my finger.
I'll be buying it, that's for sure. I already have the extended version of the first one. On the second one, the extended version of the Two Towers comes out, I'm buying that one too. But, you know, they can't do it a little bit faster.
Yeah. What do you think about Star Wars? Joke.
I didn't watch it.
I mean, the old ones are awesome.
This is what I don't like about Star Wars.
The new ones suck.
Star Wars came out in the mid to late 80s.
Hey, you guys sound like a bunch of nerds.
Okay. No, you know, here's the thing. Came out from the mid to late 80s because I was like 5 to 10. They came out with movies unbelievably. Everybody went to go watch them. Everybody watched them in the movie theaters. It was kind of like E.T. Keep coming back, kind of like Wizard of Oz. It kept coming back. So, what the hell? All of a sudden here, 20 years ago, they're like, you know what? Let's make some more money. How about if we go back to before the time that
now
we
that
made
that sounds
movies?
Like a good idea at first.
Yeah, but exactly. And then you
so animated. I'll come here generated.
They just didn't pull it off very well. I didn't
and
really
is this from
Big Bob? I didn't even like the original one.
That's
one
might be greedy, and if you're
like
greedy, 4, 5, you can eat a dick.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be greedy, at least give me something.
Shared it well, brother.
Exactly.
I didn't really care for it though. I don't know. I didn't like the original ones. I didn't like the new ones at all. As a matter of fact, I don't know.
You should say a prayer for Boondock Saints.
For Boondock Saints.
If you guys haven't,
it's been out for a while. It's been out for a couple of years now.
It's a movie.
It's a movie called The Boondock Saints. The best fucking movie I have seen this year. Well,
what's it about?
Last year. it's these two guys. Who, they're brothers, right?
Irish.
They're Irish brothers. And basically, they've just had enough with the way the system works, right? Like I said, you know, the drug dealers, you know, caught with, you know, pounds of heroin, they get out the same day. You know what I mean? They're out on bail right there. You know, the rapers, everybody gets out right away. So they basically decide to take the law into their own hands, start knocking off mobsters and shit. And they just fucking
lost.
Yeah, cause it's, they do it, like, in a serious way, yet funny enough. They're like, they'll be sitting there arguing about something while they're, and accidentally falling on the bad guys, you know, like they're complaining and whining, you know, like, oh, fuck you and your stupid fucking rope, and they're shooting guys, you know, they did it funny, but the way they filmed it was awesome. When the movie opens up, well, the first real good scene, they show, they're in the bar, and they got some friends of theirs at the bar, they're all sitting and drinking at the bar, it's St. Patty's Day, right?
Yeah.
And, the bartender, apparently a good friend of theirs, you can tell, he says, you know, I'm sorry guys, I had to close down the bar. The Russian mob guys own the block or some shit like that, and they gotta give up the bar. You know?
Ass!
He's got Tourette syndrome. Fuck ass!
Oh, one of the guys does?
The bartender
Sweet.
Guy is so funny. He cusses in front of
That's
some nuns later on.
Now.
It's funny.
Got a guy in the movie with Tourette syndrome.
They got, so they're sitting there drinking, and, some Russian mobster guys, whatever they are, they come in, right? And, they tell them, you know, get the fuck out now, we're taking the building right now. So then, the next, bam, scene ends right there when they're starting to get, just about to get into a fight, the scene ends. The next scene, shows two dead Russian guys in an alleyway with no explanation in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, what the hell happened? And it shows you the investigator, you know, the detective. And he's saying, okay, and he's got all his theories on what happened. And then they introduce him to a character, an FBI agent. And then as the FBI agent guy is trying to figure out what happened, and he starts telling everybody, it goes back to, like, the middle scene that's missing there and shows what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, kind of almost like Pulp Fiction, but a little bit better the way it was, like a little bit easier to follow.
Gotcha.
You know, because Pulp Fiction was a fantastic
around.
Movie. You didn't like it?
No, I liked it.
Oh.
It just bounced around
when
a lot.
Yeah, but,
he's Chinese. What do you expect? Unless it has subtitles. He's not into it. Okay.
And their mouths move on time
exactly,
with the sound.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah, it's American movies. You got love.
They had, I don't know, it just was filmed a little bit better, I thought. Like, just because you could follow it right then and there, you were already in the scene, not Pulp Fiction where you were taken back a little while, which was fine. I thought it was a fantastic movie. But, I don't know, Boondock Saints was awesome. You gotta watch it though. I mean,
you got it on DVD?
Both of us do.
Really? I'm gonna take it home with me.
Unless I'm on board with it.
Dude, what a bitch. Okay, here's the truth about Wolf. Anytime you need something, it's not there. Anytime you need it, he's got extra amounts of it. I mean, he's got so much, it's coming out of the toilet. But if you need it,
it's gone.
Sorry.
Speaking of gone, I think our hour's up, everybody.
Alright.
Minus what we've got to clip out. It might be a little short, but that's okay for our first show. I'm pretty impressed we even got together to do this. I've got to say, shout-outs to Dual Parallel. This guy's the fucking man. This show would not have been here if it weren't for him.
I know who he is.
He does radio. I know you guys don't listen to him. Damn retard. You guys could learn something from him. He does a show called Radio Freak America. That's oldschoolfreak.com. OldSchoolFreak.com.
One more time for us, slow people.
OldSchoolFreak.com. Shows Radio Freak America. They've got a lot of different people on there all the time. They got a great crew right now. They had Mary Chan, Rax, Stank Dog, Wintermute. They got a lot of people on there that have been there before. It's a great show. It wouldn't be here without them. They did a gaming show one time, and it was pretty cool to hear it, and that's, you know, I was sitting at work listening to the gaming episode of
that's
RFA.
What a good idea.
Yeah, I didn't dream this up out of the sky. DualCon, as he said, you know, we gotta have a gaming show, and you know what? He's got a GameCube, which is cool, because none of us do. We're gonna have to get it.
It's tiny, dude.
Yeah, but it's still heavy.
I should bigger than that. Seriously, we're getting little.
Fuck you.
Hunter has one. Hunter's got a GameCube, so I'm gonna spend some time over there for a while playing some games, might rent a few.
So Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla's pretty fun though, believe it or not. Godzilla's a pretty fun game. Like, he's got that. He's got Mario Sunshine. He's got,
Mario.
What else has he got?
It's me, sounds Mario. Like for a bunch of little kids.
It sounds like it, but you know what? I've seen some good shit on there. Metroid Fusion. Yeah. I saw it. It's friggin' beautiful, but Hunter's a retard. He doesn't play anything but tactical ops all day. He's got some kind of wrestling game for it. It's supposed to be a lot of fun, but I don't know. It's funny though, cause how old is Hunter? 31. His son is, 7. He beats Hunter's ass every time they play that Godzilla game. Yeah, his son kicks his ass. Props to Penny Arcade. You guys keep me laughing every day they got their game comics.
Never heard of them either.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, right. By the way, what's our game genius in the sperm bank?
He didn't understand anything you just said.
Half these people don't. Plus you're too close to the mic. I don't know. There's a show called Hacker Mind. A great show used to be out. They haven't done it in a long time. They had a lot of personal things going on, and I miss them. Come back, guys. We do want to hear you.
All right. That's close.
All right. We got to go. Until
peace
next
out.
Did I have a fucking killing? Dude, what?
the fuck? How did I get fucking shot? Is Quinn shooting me? The fuck you fucking assholes do? What? What happened? Ah! Bullshit. Ah! I fucking shot you like 50 fucking times! Fuck!
Fucking playing with any of you anymore.